Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Every program, I start out with that same greeting. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. But have you ever denied our Lord Jesus Christ? If you have, then certainly at that time you did not have peace. There was a time when I denied our Lord Jesus, and I know that I did not have peace. It was during a trip that I took to Egypt to do some research, and a Muslim approached me on the street and asked me if I was a follower of Jesus. My response, because I was in an Islamic country and I was fearful of what might happen, I said, "I worship the God of Abraham just as you do." Now that's a true statement, but I denied our Lord Jesus because I did not come out and say, "I worship the God of Jesus. Yes, I am a follower of Jesus." I said, "I worship the God of Abraham." And I did not have peace at that time because I knew that out of fear I was denying our Lord Jesus. Well, there's someone else in the Bible who did the very same thing, and I'm sure you can guess who that is. Yes, that's right. It was Peter. Peter denied Jesus, and we're going to take a look at the story of Peter and his denials, but more importantly, what we want to learn from this story is the love that Jesus had for Peter and the love that Jesus had for you whenever you denied him, and the love that Jesus, I know, had for me even at that time of denial. So let's please turn to Matthew chapter 26, and we'll read verse 56 and also verse 58. So this is Matthew chapter 26, verses 56 and 58. "Then all of the disciples forsook him and fled, but Peter followed him afar off to the high priest's palace, and he went in and sat with the servants to see what would be the outcome of this trial." Earlier, Jesus had warned Peter that he would deny Jesus three times before the cock crew two times. And we can read that in Matthew chapter 26, but it's in verse 34. Here Jesus said to Peter, "This night, before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times." Peter responded, "Though I shall die with you, yet I will not deny you." Well, Peter reneged on his word. Let's look at the three denials, and let's look at the love of God expressed to Peter. Now let's read verses 69 through 75. This is Matthew chapter 26 and verses 69 through 75. Also, what I'm going to do here is piece together the stories from the other three Gospels to make this a fuller, more complete story. And the other places where you can find this for reference is in Mark chapter 14 and verses 66 through 72. Also in Luke chapter 22, verses 54 through 62, and in John chapter 18, verses 25 through 27. But here I'm going to be reading from Matthew 26, verses 69 through 75, with portions of the other three Gospels mixed in. Here it says, "As Peter was beneath in the palace, there came one of the maids of the high priest, and when Peter saw this woman, and this woman saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him." Now let's pause here just for a second, because this word "looked upon him" is taken from the Greek word emplebo. Emplebo. And it's spelled emplebo. That's the Greek word, and it means to observe or to discern clearly. Now, when she looked upon Peter, she was observing him. I want to show you that there's a difference Because later in the story, we're going to see that Jesus looked upon Peter, and when he looked upon Peter, he was discerning clearly what was going on. When this woman looked upon Peter, she was simply observing what was going on. And there's a difference that I want to draw out in this story. So it says, when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him. She emplibo'd him. She observed him. And she wanted death. When we look at Jesus, we're going to see that Jesus, when he looked upon Peter, he wanted life. When she looked upon Peter, she wanted death. But Jesus, when he looked upon Peter, wanted life. And she said, weren't you with Jesus of Nazareth? But Peter denied, saying, no, neither do I know what you're talking about. I don't understand what you're saying. As he went out on the porch, the cock crew. This was the first time. Then a girl saw him and began to say to them that stood by, surely he is one of them, for he is a Galilean. We can tell by his accent. Peter could overhear this, and he denied it again. Then after about an hour, one of the servants of the high priest, who was a cousin of Malchus, and you remember from our earlier program that Malchus was a servant of the high priest also, and he was the one who had his ear cut off by Peter. So this person, a cousin of Malchus, comes in and says, didn't I see you in the garden with him? But Peter began to curse and to swear, saying, I don't know this man. Get out of my face. And the second time, the cock crew. Now listen to this next part. Peter had denied Jesus three times. And now the cock crew the second time. And notice this. Then the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. See, he looked upon Peter, and he was discerning clearly what was going on. But this was a look of love, and we're going to prove this. But going on, it says, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me three times. And when Peter thought about it, he left the hall and wept bitterly. Now, what's some of the thoughts that might have been going through Peter's mind? Well, I believe it would have been a conversation that we have recorded earlier in the book of Matthew. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16, and we'll read verses 24 through 27. This is Matthew 16, verses 24 through 27. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if any man will be my disciple, let him deny himself. See, Peter denied Jesus three times. Jesus, in an earlier conversation, had talked to his disciples and said, if you want to be my disciple, don't deny me, deny yourself, and take up your cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what if a man profits everything by gaining the whole world, and yet loses his own soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. I believe that that's some of the things that Peter was thinking about, is the fact that he said, Peter, if you're going to be my disciple, then deny yourself and take up your cross. And notice that, take up your cross. Jesus was about to take up his cross and remind Peter of this very saying. And now let's also read in John chapter 1, this is the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 35 through 42. So this, probably some of the thoughts that Peter had, but now notice the love that Jesus had when he looked upon Peter. John the Baptizer and two of his disciples looked upon Jesus as he walked, and John said, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Now, who were these two disciples that followed Jesus? Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said to them, what do you seek? They responded, we want to know where you live. So Jesus brought them to his house. Andrew, one of the two that followed Jesus, later went to find his brother Peter. So that's who the two were, who were disciples of John, and now they become disciples of Jesus. And he went to his brother, Andrew went to his brother Peter, to tell him that he had found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought Peter to Jesus. Now listen to this part. When Jesus beheld him, that's the same word, when Jesus beheld him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Peter," which is by interpretation, a stone. So Jesus knew that Peter was later going to deny him, but Jesus also knew that later Peter would indeed follow him by denying himself and taking up his own cross, just as Jesus had set the example and taken up his cross. So he knew that, and he beheld him, and I believe also that Peter recognized this and recalled that there was something tugging at him, and that's why he went out and he wept bitterly. And now in Mark chapter 10 and verses 17 through 30, we'll read another example of Jesus beholding someone and loving them. This is in Mark the 10th chapter and verses 17 through 30. This is the story of the rich young man. And he had come to Jesus, as you know, asking the question, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? There's none good but one, and that is God." So in other words, if you really believe I'm good, you must believe I'm God. And if you believe I'm God, then you are going to obey what I say. And he said, "You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Don't defraud anybody. What you should do is honor your father and mother." And he answered and said to him, this is the young rich man, "Master, all these things I have observed from my youth." Now notice this part. Listen to this. Then Jesus, beholding him, same word, he looked upon him just as he looked at Peter. But notice, Jesus, beholding him, loved him. That's how Jesus looks at people, to behold them with love in his eyes. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said to him, "There's one thing that you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor. Then you will have treasure in heaven." But what happened? The young man went away sad because he had great possessions. And then Jesus looked round about and said to his disciples, "It's very difficult for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God. In fact, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were astonished at his words, saying, "Well then, who can be saved?" Now notice this again, listen to this. And Jesus, looking upon them, so same word, Jesus looking upon them, this look of love, notice what he says when he looked at them. "With men, it is impossible. It's impossible to get into the kingdom of God. But it is not impossible with God. Because of the love of God, God makes it possible for us to enter his kingdom. For with God, all things are possible." Then Peter began to say to him, "We have left all, and we have followed you. What shall we have as a reward?" And Jesus answered, this is love. Jesus answered, "Every man that has left his family, his house, and land for my sake and for the gospel's sake shall receive 100 times more than what he has in this life, plus he shall receive eternal life in the world to come." That's a good deal, my friends. In fact, that's the best deal in town. So thankfully, through God's grace, Peter was granted repentance and forgiveness for forsaking his Lord. And we can know for sure that God will do the same for us. God will never leave us or forsake us, because God loves us. Thank you, friends, for joining me on this program, and may God be with you.